Welcome to virtual therapy, or take it from Jen. I don't know what the fuck to call this podcast yet, but I'll tell you what, I got a fucking topic for you to start off with for this podcast, and it is self-care. Self-care. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not going to have a whole episode talking here about, hey, this is what you do to take care of yourself. You take a shower. You wash. You brush your teeth. No. This is no. I just want to talk about, you know, self-care and kind of like the different things I do to, you know, pick myself back up to feel better. And why do we really need self-care for ourselves, you know? And so, how can I start this off? Everybody needs self-care. All of us have different types of things we do to make us feel better, right? So, you know, when I'm feeling really low and down with myself, yesterday I woke up in the most shittiest fucking mood ever that I've had in a while. And I don't know, it was because of traveling and I was just really drained, or because I had a really long weekend. And yeah, I was just in a really shitty mood, and I just wanted to cry the entire day, but I didn't, because I knew that wasn't going to make me feel any more better. So when I woke up, I took a shower. Sorry, I'm doing something here. I took a shower and, you know, I was like, you know what? I haven't done my makeup or a face mask in a really long time. And I feel like that would make me feel a little better. So I got done with my shower. I did two face masks. I did a exfoliating one, and then I did a hydrating one to hydrate my face after exfoliating it. And I was starting to feel a lot better. So I was like, okay, so let me try doing my makeup. Let's see if I'll feel better even more. Because, you know, now that summertime's starting to hit, I don't really wear makeup that much anymore. And now that I have this awesome acne medication I've been using for like almost 2 years now, which is Curology, sponsor me, Curology. I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't wear a bunch of makeup anymore, which is fine. Like, you know, whoever like loves wearing makeup, wear that fucking makeup, bitch. Like, do your fucking thing. Shit, that used to be me. Like, all throughout high school, I loved putting makeup on. I would put makeup on every single fucking day, and people would look at me and be like, how can you do that? I'm like, bitch, because I'm bad as hell and I'm capable of this. But anyways, back to my story. So I put my makeup on and I'm having my playlist going. Like, my playlist is having the perfect jams for me, and I was just like, you know what? The little things can really help you feel better. And it's true. Like, I feel like people have a hard time understanding that. You know, you don't need so much to make you feel better. Like, even just, like, your playlist playing the perfect songs of your vibe that day. Or, like, you putting your makeup on and taking your time and just feeling good about yourself. Like, that's all that matters. Self-care, honestly, what matters is that you feel better about yourself. And that is just the most important part. of this whole situation is that we are here to say, to do self-care, to feel like we have care for ourselves and have the capability to do it when we need to. But a couple other things I do that help me with my, like, low times, I guess, that I would call, like, one of my self-care things I do, besides, like, a face mask and, like, a shower and blah, 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 and makeup, I love painting. Painting is amazing. Painting, you can take painting as far as you want, as far as your mind goes, you know? And I honestly want to talk about art in one of these episodes on this podcast one day, because I love art. It's amazing. I could literally talk about art for hours, but I'm not. You know, that's not what we're here to discuss about. But I love art because when I'm really stressed and, like, my mind's kind of, like, going everywhere, I feel like I can put all of it on, like, paper or a canvas or anything, you know? And I can use paint, I can use watercolor, I can use oil paint, acrylic paint, I can use pencils, I can use colored pencils, I can use whatever the fuck I want. Whatever the fuck I want, whatever makes me feel good to put on that canvas or paper. And it's one of the best feelings ever, and I'm telling you, if you do painting, try it. Or, like, you're interested in painting, try it when you're going through times like that. And I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better, because while you're doing your painting and after you're done, and you look at it, you're like, wow, I really did that. Like, I really did that shit. I made something beautiful out of a stressing moment, you know? And so, yeah, I do painting for when, you know, my mind feels like it's going everywhere. And it's a great solution. What else do I do? Sorry, it's so early, it's crap, it's just now 9 o'clock, I literally woke up and decided, like, I want to do this. I'm trying to think of other things that I do. Skateboarding, exercising, which is, like, obvious. Like, I feel like a lot of people exercise, or most people think exercising is the only way to, like, feel motivated, and that's self-care, which it is. Like, you know, that's one thing that can help you feel good about yourself, and I'm all for it. Like, I try and run, like, 2 or 3 times a week. Like, I'm not even gonna front. And I actually really enjoy it. It makes me feel really good at the end of the day. And it's a really good thing to do when, you know, you just feel like, bleh, you know. So, yeah, exercising, skateboarding. I love skateboarding because it makes me focus on, you know, trying to learn new things and stuff like that. Especially when my mind's all over the place, I'm like, I need to focus on me not falling off of this board, rather than thinking about other things I shouldn't be thinking about. Which is also another episode I want to do, which is, like, overthinking. How can we stop that? Blah, blah, blah. Which is, like, a whole other conversation we can have. But, yeah. There's so many things you can do for self-care, and it's so important, guys. You guys have no idea. It took me a long time to understand what self-care is. It still takes me a while to fully develop it for myself. You know, I'm only 19 years old. Like, I got time to do how much self-care I need to do for myself. And, you know, now when I was thinking about this episode, this topic, I was just like, why do we really need self-care? That is the big question. Like, why do people do this? Does it really help? Yes, it does. And how do we know that we're doing it right? Honestly, to me, there's no right or wrong on how to self-care for yourself. Seriously. I mean, maybe it all depends on the person, but, you know, we're all different, and we all have different aspirations, we all have different ideas. People can take it really far on their ideas to help themselves during their self-care, if that makes any sense. And, you know, I think people need to understand, like, you know, not that that person isn't going to have the same ideas of what self-care is or, like, how you do self-care. You know, you guys aren't going to have the same ideas of what on how you do your self-care. And that's okay. And I think that's very interesting because it helps us also have more ideas on what we can do for ourselves. For self-care. And I think we need self-care because it's very important to check in on ourselves. For me, I'm the type of person that constantly cares about what other people are doing or how they're doing or whatever. And that's fine. Like, I'm a really caring person. But what sucks sometimes is that I care about others more than myself. And that's something that I really need to, like, take initiative on and stop sometimes. Because the people that I'm worried about could be perfectly fine while I'm over here stressing for what, you know? And, you know, they're doing their self-care, they're doing what they have to do, and I'm worrying about nothing for no reason, when honestly, I should be worried about myself and what I'm doing with myself. So, I feel like self-care is really important for all of us, no matter what we choose to do for that, you know, whatever we do to make ourselves feel complete and, you know, feel good. That's honestly all I have. That's honestly all I have for this topic, I think. Besides questions that people can ask me. But I honestly can't think of anything else. But yeah, self-care is important. Don't forget to do that shit. Especially for me. Like, I forget sometimes. Like, sometimes I... Oh my god, I hate when I do this. Like, I hate when I complain that I'm tired. Or that I don't feel good. When I literally have been going out every single day of the week. And, like, my parents or, like, my friends are looking at me like, well, bitch, it's because you haven't had time for yourself. Like, you're just out and about doing whatever. And I get mad about it because I'm just like, damn, they're kind of right, you know? And I think sometimes I really need to, like, take a step back and be like, yo, like, you've been going out, like, a lot lately. Why don't you just stay home? And relax. And it's okay to do that. Like, it's okay to not go out sometimes and do whatever. It's okay to just sit at home and relax, read a fucking book, listen to music, smoke a blunt, do a painting, do whatever, girl, boy, home slice, dude, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I was drinking my coffee. But, yeah, dude, do whatever that makes you feel complete and full with yourself. Because we honestly need that feeling almost every day. Because it inspires us to do more motives. You honestly have to think outside the box when it comes to self-care. It does so many things for us that people don't really see that or understand that. And I feel like once you do that more for yourself, you'll understand, like, oh, this is what it's like to take care of myself. And this is why I feel like this now. And now I have so much motivation. Which is great. Like, I want you to have motivation. But that is all I have for this topic. I hope it helped you guys. Sorry, I was rolling my morning sesh up for myself. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, this topic, this discussion. I hope it did something for you guys. It kind of did something for me. Like, I'm just bamboozled by what I said. Remember to always take care of yourself. It does many things, and I promise you, it will help along the way. So, everyone, I don't know why my dogs are making so much noise right now. It's honestly bothering me. Okay. All right, guys. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful mindset today. And I will see you next time. All right, guys.